I'm Laura Silva Quesada, and I will be guiding you through the weight management strategy. This program consists of valuable information on the various causes of weight gain and how to manage it effectively in order to help you reduce. It is designed to give you a deep understanding of what it takes to be healthy from a holistic point of view, so as to be able to enjoy overall well-being. You will discover what triggers your desire to eat and how to manage it effectively. You will also learn how to become very intimate with your weight problem so as to expose it and weaken its power over you. This will help empower you and give you the strength to succeed. This micro course will provide valuable information about mental programming, how to desensitize triggers, how to pace your weight reduction, and create the proper attitude to achieve it. The weight management strategy will help you find and keep your ideal weight and size in a very healthy manner and without the use of drugs. Our desired outcome for you is to gain more knowledge on what contributes to weight gain and learn strategies to manage it effectively. Let's begin. The ideal reason for losing weight is health. With an estimated 100 million overweight people worldwide, obesity is a growing concern. There are many reasons for being overweight. It is a complex condition that could be physiologically or psychologically rooted. Obesity is associated with so many health risks, including hypertension, heart disease, stroke, metabolic disorders, respiratory disorders, physical injury, diabetes, and possibly cancer. The potential of an early death also increases with increased weight. Obesity leads to many complications affecting just about every system in your body. It is no secret that the main reason for obesity is a large intake of the foods that add weight to the body, coupled with a decline in physical activity. There are, however, factors that predispose some individuals to be obese, such as genetics, physiological factors, socioeconomic factors, behavioral influences, psychological influences, and the lack of knowledge on obesity. Let's start with genetics. Before starting any type of weight reduction program, it is important to understand how genetics may play a role in your weight condition. Go back a few generations and study your family's history in regards to weight. It is very possible that your particular constitution is due to genetics. Your metabolism, difficulty in controlling your appetite, and low physical activity could all be influenced by your genes. Because your genetic makeup dictates that you have an above-average constitution, does not mean you can't be healthy. Coming from a family with a history of obesity only means that you may have a propensity to be obese. It does not mean that you have to follow along the same lines. There are many things that you can do to override the genetic influence you may have been born with, such as healthy eating, exercising, mental programming, and changing your attitudes and beliefs about weight. Let's talk about physiological factors. In most cases, obesity is a result of overeating. In some cases, obesity is a symptom of another disease such as hypothyroidism. This is a condition where the thyroid gland produces too little thyroid hormone. Since the thyroid hormone regulates metabolism, too little of this hormone slows down metabolism and can lead to weight gain. Cushing's syndrome is another condition where the adrenal glands produce too much cortisol, leading to a buildup of fat in areas like the face, upper back, and abdomen. Obesity also tends to increase with age and then levels off before decreasing in the elderly. Weight gain in adults usually starts when a person is between 20 and 40 years of age. with maximum body weight reached during middle age. Once the weight is on, it is very difficult to eliminate before the age of 65 or 70. Women have a tendency to gain weight more rapidly than men. Having a lower lean body mass could contribute to a slower metabolism in women. Pregnancies also influence weight gain. Let's talk about socioeconomic factors. In most societies, habits, culture, economics, and geographical location all play a significant part in what is and is not eaten, when, and by whom. In societies where there is little availability of food, being overweight is an indicator of wealth. Where there is an overabundance of food, being thin is seen as desirable. In our society, obese people are often discriminated against, while thin, tall people are admired. Advertisements in television, catalogs, and magazines mostly feature the very thin, and they are still considered as the beautiful people. How our society uses food can also lead to obesity. There are countless types of food items that are used as gifts. The better you are off economically, the better and the bigger the food gift. Many celebrations are carried out over an elaborate meal and an expensive bottle of wine. Children receive free meals at the corner burger stand for making good grades in school or for good behavior at the doctor's office. Within 5 minutes, when visiting friends, food and beverages are being offered or placed on the coffee table. Food serves a very valuable social function and clearly expresses our taste and economic status. Let's talk about behavioral influences. A huge influence on obesity is the behaviors you operate with. In order to make changes in the condition of your weight, you must make changes in your behaviors. Your behaviors must be congruent to your desire to reduce. To say, "I want to lose weight," and then eat an excessive amount of all the wrong foods is not going to help you to reduce. Eating is a behavior. What, when, where, why, and how much you eat must change so that it is congruent to your goal and you can start moving towards your outcome. Even if your daily caloric intake is just a fraction more than your energy output, you will gain weight through time. The changes you make can be small, but they must be consistent. Any change you make needs to be in the direction of your goal. If it took you 10 years to gain the weight, then it can take you 10 years to reduce it. Every year will be better than the last, and when the weight is off, it's off forever. The same concept applies to exercising. Eating less and moving more is the key to most weight loss programs. Exercising is a behavior that can start off small and gain momentum with time. It is better to exercise 5 to 10 minutes every other day and gradually add a few minutes than to not exercise at all. You will soon notice the benefits of exercising and find it easier to increase the amount of exercise through time. Other behaviors include alcohol intake, sleep habits, smoking, and a sedentary lifestyle. All these behaviors and others can be modified. Be kind and gentle with yourself as you make these modifications, yet always keep your eyes on the goal. Do not sabotage your outcome by attempting changes that are too difficult to maintain. Keep them small at first, and then pick up the pace. Make changes only when it feels right for you. Let's talk about psychological influences. Psychological factors can influence obesity. It is believed that 75% of overeating is caused by some emotional factor. As children, we learn that food can bring temporary comfort due to its association with feelings of love, security, and happiness. Food can also be associated with punishment, rejection, and loneliness. This makes the psychological factor very complex. Different occasions can also bring about a desire to eat, such as a cold winter day, the holidays, weddings, graduations, a hot summer afternoon, or a new job. Even the thought of watching a football game over the television brings up the thought of food. Food is so ingrained in our personal history that almost everything triggers a desire for food. Discover what psychological factors trigger your desire to eat, and then replace them with a more appropriate strategy for managing your emotional state. Food and weight can be positive elements in your life. Food has the power to heal, bind and strengthen friendships, brings a smile to your loved one's face, and is the way to a man's heart. The powerful benefits of food can only be gained when you are in control of it and it is not in control of you. And finally, let's talk about gaining more knowledge about obesity. The best place to start in managing your weight is to learn all you can about obesity and how it relates to you. It must be understood as a disease with real detriments. The quality of an obese person's life is chipped away with every pound. Sadly, the years of life are also chipped away with every pound. Knowledge empowers you. The more you know about how obesity plays a role in your life, the easier it will be for you to take control of it. Make deep-rooted changes by becoming very familiar with what is at the core of your problem. Learn everything you can about what is causing your weight condition. Treat it as if it were a puzzle that you were taking apart piece by piece. As you break apart and study every aspect of your weight pattern, you will be taking away its strength and using that strength to empower yourself instead. Getting intimate with your weight condition may give you more information about yourself than you expected. You may be confronted with information that has to do with old family issues, memories, and even traumas. Again, trust that you have the necessary resources to handle any issue that may surface along the way. When issues surface, it is usually an indication that it is time to face them and work them out. This will free you from those hooks of the past that are holding you back from enjoying the weight you deserve and desire. When you experience an uneasy feeling, it may be a symptom of an issue that is getting in your way from reaching your outcome. Most psychological and emotional issues that hold you back from reaching your ideal weight are linked to your past. Many of the problems you have stem from unresolved issues that are also related to your past and are likely rooted in your childhood. You might not even remember how or when these issues first showed up, but somewhere deep inside you, your body, brain, and mind do. Issues have to do with feelings such as rejection, abandonment, hopelessness, helplessness, or situations of when you feel you are out of control or things are out of your control. When they are triggered by life circumstances, they cause you to feel angry and or afraid. Triggers are always related to your past, and they often cause the child in you to surface and be left alone to handle the situation at hand. The child in you has very little resources and cannot handle adult situations effectively. The adult you with so many resources, is stronger and wiser and can. An adult person with all the wisdom that they have gained throughout their life can handle situations more resourcefully when they operate from the present instead of the past. Make sure it is the adult you handling the issues when they are triggered. Reaching and maintaining your ideal weight is best done when you achieve health in more than just your physical body. And your focus needs to be on overall wellness rather than on simply losing weight. Often, something that appears to be purely physical in nature, such as a weight problem or an illness, may have its roots deep in your emotional, mental, or spiritual part. We are multidimensional beings. Addressing and improving all areas of our lives will lead to positive changes that will express themselves in our physical body. Wellness is a quality of being in good health, integrating your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional parts in order to reach your full potential in a conscious and responsible manner. This indicates that when we make ourselves conscious of the needs of our different parts in order to know what area needs improving, and then take full responsibility in making the necessary improvements. Each of your parts has certain needs or requirements that must be met in order to be truly healthy. The following is a simple model that you can use in order to begin assessing where you stand in relation to overall wellness. Make a mental note of the areas where you need to focus some attention on so as to make the necessary changes that will help to ensure your outcome. Let's start with your physical part. Your physical part is the only part of you that is visible and manifests what's going on in your thoughts, spirit, and emotions. What you think and how you feel are like the programs that are installed into a computer. What manifests in your body as illness is like the printout of those programs. When the invisible programs are healthy, so is the physical manifestation. Some of the areas that we want to put some attention to that relate to the physical part are things like nutrition, exercise, oxygen, sleep, water, shelter, hygiene, contact, rest and relaxation, and recreation. As you examine the needs of your physical part, what about those areas need attention? What do you need to work on? What areas do you need to improve? Make a mental mark on those areas and get started. Next is your mental or intellectual part, and it too has its requirements. Your mind needs to function in a resourceful and healthy manner in order to reach your outcome successfully. Your mind needs to work with you and not against you. Having a healthy mental disposition is really quite easy to accomplish. Having a better understanding of where you stand will help you discover and focus on developing your positive mental resources. Make a mental mark on some of the areas that may need attention, such as stimulation in the form of challenges or education, mental exercises, like the kind you do when you meditate, your thinking patterns, are they positive or negative? And always practice meditation. As you examine the needs of your mental part, what obviously needs attention? What areas do you need to work on or concentrate on? Make a mental mark on those areas and get started. Your spiritual part is non-physical, invisible, and intangible, yet it is very real. It is that part of you that it has the capacity to access all information, since it has no physical boundaries of time, space, or dimensions to hold it back. It is awareness without a capsule or container to restrict it. It is your spiritual part that experiences a sense of existence in both a physical and non-physical world. When you add consciousness to your living experience, then great changes can manifest. Living consciously helps you to grow and evolve. Living consciously helps you to do away with pain, conflict, confusion, and misery. The following areas are to be considered in order to help in healing your spiritual part. Some of these areas are a connection to all, or being inspired by nature, art, and music, having a connection to higher power or source. What about prayer and meditation? Do you sense your life to have worth? Do you believe that you are in service to humanity? Do you have personal meaning and purpose? Are you living honestly, with a sense of what is right and wrong? As you examine the needs of your spiritual part, what obviously needs attention? What areas do you need to work on? The fourth component to your being is your emotional part. People don't always like addressing their emotions. It's too revealing, can be difficult, and even painful. The roots of most problems are buried deep within your emotional part. Illnesses, addictions, unhappy relationships, feelings of sadness or anger, tensions, and even problems with weight gain are intimately tied to your emotional part. It is as if your emotional part did not learn the resources to cope with life's ups and downs, as if the emotional you did not develop or grow up at the same rate as your other parts. It is easy to observe that the physical you has grown to adulthood. The intellectual you has grown through many years of education. Even the spiritual you has gained a strong sense of its existence. Yet, in many cases, due to traumas, abuses, negative experiences, tragedies, losses, and unhappy events, the growth of the emotional you was stifled. We learn very early on how to protect ourselves from the pain in our lives by numbing our emotions. As youngsters, many learn that by getting ill, they can become sedated to the emotional pain through the medications taken. It is then to their benefit to get ill as often as possible in order to avoid the pain. This continues through time, and other substances step in to accomplish the same outcome. Many learn that overeating can have the same effect as does alcohol, drugs, and so on. The lack of experience in dealing with painful situations early in life leads to an adult with little or no resources for dealing with life's twists and turns. We become incapable of resourcefully handling situations in the many areas of our lives. If not that, then we tend to handle situations in a childlike manner. We find ourselves stomping, pouting, and getting angry when we don't get our way. It is in healing the emotional you that true wholeness and overall wellness can exist. Look into these areas. Are you being true to yourself and what you stand for, your feelings and needs? Are you aware and recognize your feelings and those of others? Do you express your emotions freely? Do you have a support system? Do you accept your emotions, abilities, and limitations? Have you learned to forgive yourself and others? And do you internalize through meditation to touch base with your emotions and heal? As you examine the needs of the emotional you, what is obviously needing attention? What areas do you need to work on? and get started. We are truly multidimensional beings. We're not just a physical body, but we are spirit, mind, emotions, and body. And the sooner all your parts are healthy, the sooner you can achieve complete and full well-being. When it comes to weight loss, take your time. There's no rush. Although you may want to lose the weight quickly, the best approach is to reduce it gradually, consistently, and in a healthy manner. Modifying your nutritional intake through time, increasing your physical activity, and aiming to become healthy is a well-thought-out plan. Although losing weight may be your priority, you will find that wellness will be your final outcome. Wellness will manifest and be a fixed part of your life. Achieving wellness involves manifesting many factors. Once you are fully engaged in the process of reducing, many of those factors will manifest automatically. The positive changes will be inevitable, and they will soon take over the negativity in your life. As you begin to reduce, doors you didn't even know existed will start to open. Your success will be determined by how well your life works. By reducing the weight, you will gain an overall feeling of good health. What you have learned up to this point, together with the weight management strategy, will secure reaching your outcome. You will apply this strategy during meditation, and you will reinforce it at least once a day during either your morning or evening meditation. The weight management strategy is a goal-setting technique. This means that you will need to formulate a very clear picture of your weight goal. Clear pictures lead to clear outcomes. Fuzzy pictures lead to fuzzy outcomes. The goal image must also be desirable, realistic, and compelling. It must be a goal that you know without a doubt that you can reach, and one that draws you towards it. Setting goals create the map that gets you from where you are to where you want to be. Goals are the end result of your energy and efforts. By creating a compelling future that is very appealing to your subconscious, you will build a desire to exercise, heal the past, work on your emotions, think more positively, and minimize those foods that most contribute to gaining weight. You will begin integrating the value of healthy living into your life and eat in a way that supports it. The result is one of maintaining a healthy lifestyle and an ideal weight that ensures maximum health and wellness. There are certain ingredients that can help ensure success with your programming. The ingredients are desire, belief, expectancy, visualization, imagination, and persistent action. Let's start with desire. Manifesting a goal requires a strong desire. When the goal is charged with a strong desire, the manifestation of the goal is more likely to happen. This is especially true with weight loss. Some people are very happy with their weight and have no desire to reduce. The only reason they go on diets is because of outside pressures from family, friends, society, or career. The success of losing weight in this manner is very low. The stronger the feeling of desire, the stronger the motivating force. With a strong desire, the goal itself, and of it manifesting, begins to reel you towards it until you make it a reality. How strong must your desire be? Only you can answer that. And to answer that question, go back into your personal history. Go to a time when you seemed to have made something happen because you wanted it so badly. And there was no doubt in your mind that you made it happen out of pure desire. That is the right strength of desire needed to make anything else you want happen. To build even more desire for reaching your weight goal, make a list of all the reasons you have for desiring to reduce. Project yourself into the future and imagine how being at your ideal weight and size will change your life for the better. Notice how many other areas in your life will be impacted by reaching your weight goal. Ask yourself questions to add clarity to your project. Answering these questions may increase your desire. How strong is my desire? How important is this to me? What purpose will it serve? Does it solve a problem for me? Does it make my life better? Next is belief. Although an intense desire alone can make dreams come true, it helps to believe it is possible. Believing that you can reduce weight will give you the strength to hold on until it manifests. Belief comes with a deep feeling of knowing, and it is expressed as a simple statement you make to yourself that gets stronger and stronger the more you repeat it. Statements like, "I know I will reach my ideal weight and size. I know I will live a life of wellness. I know I will be healthy," are just small examples of a belief expressed with conviction. Like desire, the amount of belief needed to reach your weight goal is something that only you know. Desire and belief are feelings, and feelings are subjective. You cannot put a number, weight, or size to any feeling. To describe how much desire or belief you have is as hard as describing how you feel when you are deeply in love. Go back into your personal history and find a time when you manifested a goal because of an intense belief that it would happen. That is the right strength of belief. Belief is probably the most important factor in the equation. Without belief, you probably won't reach your goal. Make sure that your weight goal is something you believe you can manifest. Don't set yourself up for failure or sabotage your outcome by setting impossible or unbelievable goals. Even the slightest amount of belief is better than no belief at all. Answer these questions. Do I believe I deserve it? Do I believe I am capable of making it happen? Do I believe it is possible? Do I have any limiting beliefs getting in my way? A good way to find out where you have limiting beliefs about your weight is to notice the kinds of excuses you make, such as, "If it wasn't for my husband making me eat so much, I would lose weight." Or, "I would be thinner if I was younger." Stop making excuses. Anytime you point the finger at someone or something outside of yourself for causing your weight problem, you are probably exposing one of your limiting beliefs. Excuses are neither reasons nor are they facts. Stop being a victim. Be a conscious player instead. Go beyond your limiting beliefs and take ownership of your life. Take action. Do something now in order to help you in reaching your healthy weight. If you don't take action, you lose your right to complain. Beliefs dictate your living experience. If the beliefs you hold are not bringing everything you desire, then change them. It may be as easy as just changing the statements you make to yourself. To say to yourself, "It's impossible to lose weight at my age," is probably true for you. Yet the person who says, "I find it easy to stay at my ideal weight and size," always does. Determine what belief is keeping the excess weight. Once you know what it is, then create a better one. And practice repeating it over and over until you own it. Do this as an experiment. It may make a huge difference in your life. You deserve to have it all. If how you think, believe, or behave does not result in the life you want, then change it. Next, we have expectancy. With desiring something to manifest and believing it is possible, you develop a sense of knowing that it's going to happen. It is a feeling of expectancy. Expectancy keeps you on the alert and searching for what you desire. It must be present at all times. You need to expect your goal to become a reality without a shadow of a doubt. Having full conviction that your goal will manifest will boost the success of it happening. Expectancy is hope or certainty, and it is a direct result of your belief. Belief and expectancy have to go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. Expectancy is a belief with intense conviction. Having strong expectancy means walking the talk, being fully congruent. Like with desire and belief, only you can determine how strong a feeling of expectancy you need to have in order to make your weight goal a reality. These three ingredients need to work congruently with each other. You cannot say to yourself, "I really desire to reduce, but at my age, it will never happen." Then you're right. It will never happen with a belief and expectation like that. In this case, desire is not enough to reach the weight goal. Another example is to say, "I believe I can lose the weight in 6 months, but if I do, I won't get the same attention from my family." No desire leads to no outcome. Integration and congruency of the subjective energies of desire, belief, and expectancy is what faith is all about. Have faith in yourself. You can make it happen. Another ingredient is visualization. Visualization is the process of remembering something that has been impressed on your brain visually. You use visualization to identify your present situation, condition, or problem. Visualizing your present situation helps you to mentally define where you are at the present. It defines your starting point and what you desire to move away from. Anytime you use any type of imagery, picture your images past your eyelids, slightly upward and away, as if you are viewing your images on a mental movie screen. This allows you to interact with your images and make changes as needed. Once you have an image that accurately expresses the present situation, then you can study the reasons why it exists. When doing this, be honest with yourself. Be honest to the best of your ability. Do not allow any form of denial to play a role. After having studied it for a few moments, allow your awareness to shift focus from present situation to the desired outcome. Imagination is the next ingredient. It is used for creating solutions and outcomes. It is also experienced in the mental movie screen and involves a process that is more active and dynamic than that of visualization. It is highly creative and can lead to better problem-solving skills. When you imagine your weight goal, make sure it is clear and believable. As mentioned earlier, clear pictures, clear outcomes. Fuzzy pictures, fuzzy outcomes. Be specific about what you are visualizing. The following questions will help you in creating a clear mental picture of your goal. What do I want as a weight goal? This involves thoughts of what you want and an image of yourself looking, feeling, and sounding as if you have already reached your goal. Where will I be when I reach my weight goal? This question can be answered by picturing yourself at home, standing on your scale, and seeing your scale display your ideal weight, or at a weight-reducing club, a gym, or at the doctor's office. Next question. When will I reach my weight goal? Imagine having reached your weight goal in time for a specific event, date, month, season, or year. Who is in the picture with me? Imagine a loved one, your doctor, nutritionist, or weight consultant making positive comments about you having reached your weight goal. How is being at my ideal weight and size going to make my life different and better? This question allows you to project yourself into the future and play it out. If it looks, sounds, and feels right, then go with it. If not, then make the necessary adjustments. Last question. Why is reducing important to me? This question engages your emotions and intensifies the desire. When you learn and apply the weight management strategy, and you create the image of the goal, always accept the image in a past tense sense. Take it for granted that it has already happened, that it is a done deal. This helps to eliminate any doubt completely. And the last ingredient is action. Your actions and your behaviors must congruently support your efforts in losing weight. Follow through with implementing your nutritional and exercise plan. Continue with your positive thinking and incorporate your new beliefs about you in relation to weight. Your action must be persistent, congruent internally and externally, and supportive of what you are programming for. If you want to reduce weight, yet continue to overindulge in all the wrong foods, then your actions are incongruent to what you are programming for. You need to be more persistent on building a greater desire to reduce. If you are thinking that you will never be able to reach your goal, then you need to make some adjustments in your beliefs about you and weight loss. Be easy and forgiving with yourself. You're only human, and relapses are possible. If and when you experience a relapse, remind yourself of how well you are doing and give yourself credit for what you have already accomplished. Most importantly, whenever you feel vulnerable or weak, enter your meditative state and strengthen your commitment to your goal. Get back on track and keep moving forward. After you start programming, you will experience feedback. Feedback is information that is in direct response to your programming and can help guide your next move. It shows up a few days after your initial programming. It's neither negative nor positive. It has no polarity. If soon after your programming, you begin to feel great internally and externally, your behaviors begin to change for the better, and you begin to lose weight, then that is feedback that is telling you that you're on the right track. If nothing happens, then that is feedback that is telling you that you need to make some adjustments in your programming. You may need to assess your desire, belief, expectancy, or mental images. It may help for you to answer the following questions. Is what you visualized as a problem accurately depicting your present situation? Is what you imagined as the outcome or goal the best thing for you? Are you walking your talk congruently? In other words, are the internal and external actions, behaviors, and thoughts supporting the goal? The above ingredients will help you turn your dreams into a reality, or something much better. Always be sensitive to your feedback and make ongoing adjustments if necessary. By doing this, You will create the life of your own design. So get started. Let's talk about willpower versus imagination. When it comes to losing weight, many people have a tendency to believe that their strong willpower will help them get rid of the unwanted weight. The fact is, imagination will always win over willpower. The following story might express this idea better. Joan has been working on losing weight for the past 2 weeks, and she's done a pretty good job of it. 7 pounds are now off her body. Early on, Joan was aware that her main problem was that she so loved to eat hot fudge sundaes. So down the garbage disposal went the chocolate syrup, the caramel syrup, various flavors of ice cream and fruit marmalade. As heartbreaking as it was, Joan did it, for she had strong willpower and she was committed to reaching her weight goal. One early afternoon, Joan was visited by some girlfriends who invited her to join them on a shopping spree. Immediately, they noticed Joan's new look and complimented her on it. Joan soaked in all the compliments while she showed off her new svelte body. They had a great time that afternoon, until on the way back home, one of Joan's friends suggested going to a new ice cream parlor just down the road because they had the best hot fudge sundaes. Joan's red flags immediately went up, and she asked them to please take her home first. She gave the excuse of having been gone way too long, and there was a pile of laundry as high as Mount Rushmore waiting her return. Needless to say, friends will be friends, and they said, "No way! First a sundae, then we go home." So be it. Joan began preparing herself mentally for what was coming. After all, she did have a lot of willpower. Could easily pass up the hot fudge sundae and have a diet drink instead. The moment they walked into the ice cream parlor, the dense smell of sweetness was unavoidable. One of Joan's friends, Betty, orders a hot fudge sundae with double scoops of hot fudge, lots of whipped cream, and double the amount of pecans on top. Betty goes on to explain how she loves the way the hot fudge and the cold ice cream blend in her mouth. She also loves how the pecans crunch in such a way that adds a splendid flavor, texture, and sound. No sooner does Betty place her order when Marge continues with hers. Marge orders a hot fudge sundae with 3 different scoops of ice cream, strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate. She too wants 2 scoops of hot fudge, 1 scoop of caramel syrup, and 1 scoop of marshmallow cream, and a cherry to top it off. Marge says that there's nothing more wonderful than when the cherry bursts in her mouth, releasing its glorious sweetness. "It's so good," she exclaims. Well, it's now Joan's turn to order, and all along she has been imagining the hot with the cold, the creamy with the crunchy, the various flavors and sounds in her head, textures in her mouth, and the wonderful explosion of the cherry. Needless to say that the intention of ordering a diet drink is now long gone. It's definitely a hot fudge sundae and heavy on the fudge. Imagination will always win over willpower. So use imagination on your side. Instead of imagining the experience of eating a favorite food, which is an experience that involves all of your mental senses, imagine the weight you want to weigh and the specific look you want for your body to have. Do this every time you eat or even think of eating. Imagination is powerful. Make it work for you and not against you. When you have a large amount of weight to reduce, it is better to do it in steps Instead of imagining having reduced 100 pounds in 6 months, which may be very unbelievable for your subconscious and may work against you, then imagine reducing 2 pounds per month. That totals to 24 pounds a year, 48 pounds in 2 years, 72 in three, and almost 100 in 4 years. This is weight that will be off for the rest of your life because it comes with lifestyle changes that affect you holistically. Always in the back of your mind when doing this type of step-by-step programming, hold a picture of you at your ideal weight with a knowing that you will reach the full goal or better. Let's go over the weight management strategy. During your exercise, you will visualize your weight problem in a picture frame marked present. This frame represents the present situation or problem. You will then study the problem for a few moments, bring to mind some of the reasons why you have the weight problem, such as sabotaging thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors. Think of those foods contributing to the problem and mark a big red cancel sign over each of those items of food. Once you have done that, you can then create and project an image of the weight goal onto the picture frame marked future. At the same time, you will completely do away with the picture frame marked present by allowing it to fade into the background completely. The present frame disappears and no longer exists. Make sure the image in the future frame is clear, believable, and compelling. Step into the future frame and experience it fully and completely. Use all of your sensing mechanisms. Feel how wonderful it is to be at your desired weight and size. Feel how easy it is to move and how flexible you are. Hear comments from loved ones about how great you look. It is always a good idea to step into the future frame in order to allow your body to learn and memorize how the you in the future feels, thinks, believes, and behaves. Also think of the kinds of helpful foods that the future you enjoys. You then step on a weight scale and notice that you have reached your desired weight. The more compelling the image of the future you, and the more you are one with that future you, the better your chances for achieving full success. Remember to program this on a daily basis. Then you imagine moving further and further into the future, and imagine yourself at your ideal weight and size, and in perfect health, enjoying all the benefits that come with it. Once having done that, you never again think or put any attention to the problem image in the present frame. Do not energize the problem by thinking about it. Only and always think and energize the solution image in the future frame. While in the future frame, always have in the back of your mind, this goal will manifest or something better. Do not ever go back to the present frame. Only focus on the future. Only when you get very clear feedback that you are moving towards your goal and have reached a measurable weight loss, then you can do a new programming using both frames so as to acknowledge your accomplishments. Simply enter your meditative state and again visualize yourself in the present frame with your new acquired weight. Then in the future frame, project a new image of yourself with the next level of weight loss you want to achieve. From then on, and until you reach another level of accomplishment, only picture the image in the future frame. Every time you are in the future frame, experience it in a past tense sense. Experience it as if it has already happened and feel grateful that your dreams are now a reality. It is just a matter of time. Your life is of your own making, so get started. We're now ready to enter the meditation and impress a weight management strategy using the time frames technique. During the exercise, you will hear a background sound that is used for deep relaxation. Allow the sound to simply deepen your inner state. Keep your inner state passive and quiet. Towards the end of the exercise, the background sound will shift its pace and go faster. Your brain frequency will match the sound and rise to a higher level of consciousness where you will be able to open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. It is recommended that you listen to the meditation at least once before actually doing it. This will help you become familiar with the exercise and give you greater benefits.